Welcome to Feasting on the Word for the December the 1st, 2021, first day of this last month of the year. Feasting on the Word is an ancient discipline, goes back to monastic traditions that simply experienced God's Word by having the same small passage of Scripture read several times in a row with only silence interspersed between. It provided an opportunity simply to meditate on or to take a bite of and savor the flavor of God's Word. We take up that discipline using four translations of the same passage, a reading of which is followed by a minute of silence, the second reading followed by another minute, the third reading followed by a longer period of silence of 3 minutes, and then the discipline concluding with the fourth reading of the same passage. That longer period of silence is intended to give us all an opportunity to turn to God in a moment of prayer. When I come to that opportunity, sometimes I find it helpful, having heard that same passage 3 times prior to that period of longer silence, to write down some of my impressions about that passage, how I am challenged by it, or how I feel it's calling me, or what perhaps people in the passage I feel connected to, whatever it might be. Then when I turn to God in prayer, I have those thoughts there beside me to use as a basis for those prayers. Let's get into the discipline now. Our passage this week comes to us from the Gospel of Matthew in the 16th chapter, verses 13 through 20, beginning with the New Revised Standard Version. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. Moving to our second reading of Matthew 16, 13 through 20 from the Message translation. When Jesus arrived in the villages of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, What are people saying about who the Son of Man is? They replied, "Some think he is John the Baptizer, some say Elijah, some Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." He pressed them, "And how about you? Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said, "You're the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus came back, "God bless you, Simon, son of Jonah. You didn't get that answer out of the books or from teachers. My Father in heaven, God himself, let you in on this secret of who I really am. And now I'm going to tell you who you are, really are. You are Peter, a rock. This is the rock on which I will put together my church, a church so expansive with energy that not even the gates of hell will be able to keep it out. And that's not all. You will have complete and free access to God's kingdom, keys to open any and every door, no more barriers between heaven and earth, earth and heaven. A yes on earth is a yes in heaven, and a no on earth is a no in heaven. He swore the disciples to secrecy. He made them promise they would tell no one that he was the Messiah. Turn now to Matthew 16, 13 through 20 from the Living Bible. Just a reminder, the longer period of silence follows this. When Jesus came to Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who are the people saying I am?" "Well," they replied, "some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, some Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." Then he asked them, "Who do you think I am?" Simon Peter answered, "The Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God." "God has blessed you, Simon, son of Jonah," Jesus said, "for my Father in heaven has personally revealed this to you. This is not from any human source. You are Peter, a stone, and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever doors you lock on earth shall be locked in heaven, and whatever doors you open on earth shall be open in heaven." Then he warned the disciples against telling others that he was the Messiah. Our fourth and final reading, which also concludes the discipline of Matthew 16, 13 through 20 from the New International Version. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.